Number 9.
It's so warm today. Hard to believe it's February. I could even go for some ice cream.
Today is lovely, but the weather report says we may get a big snowstorm this weekend.
Are you kidding? That would be a temperature drop of nearly 20 degrees.
We'd better check how much food and water we have and go to the grocery store if necessary.
Good idea. After getting snowed in at our cabin last year, I want to make sure we're stocked up just in case.
Question: What does the man suggest?
Number 10.
Good morning, Ms. Redfield. I just got a call from Irene. She says she needs to take a half day off this morning.
Again? That's the second time this week.
Yes, I'm a bit worried. She's also been late quite a few times in the last couple of months.
She's quite skilled with computers, though, and the clients seem very satisfied with her. I am concerned about her motivation, however. It might be best to have a talk with her, in case she's considering leaving the company.
I'll set up a meeting.
Question: What does the woman imply about Irene?
Number 11.
Hey, Jack. How was your trip to the Yucatan?
Great. Check out these paintings I picked up.
Wow, they're gorgeous. Did you find them at a local gallery?
No, I got them from artists at local markets, and they were unbelievably cheap.
Well, you should get better frames for them before you put them on the wall.
Actually, I looked into that today. They cost 10 times what the paintings did, so I'm hesitant.
I really think they deserve better than these cheap frames, don't you?
Question: What does the woman say about the paintings?
Number 12.
Hey, Joseph, there's no water coming from the faucet.
Oh, right. They're inspecting the pipes down the street.
What? That's news to me.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you. There won't be any water until 7 p.m. We got a couple of notices about it while you were out of town.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? I wanted to wash some clothes tonight for work tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I did prepare some bottles of water, so we have enough for cooking and drinking.
That's something, at least.
Question: Why does the man apologize to the woman?